Russell Tiebert or Tiebert or Mr. T joins us now. Russell, how are you?
Mr. T, where did I get that name?
Well, I'm just trying to make you bigger than you are. Right?
Okay.
It's not, listen, yeah. Fashionista. Does the coach still call you Tiebert once in a while rather than Tiebert?
Doesn't really matter to me. He can call me whatever he wants. Anybody can call me whatever they want. But the right pronunciation is Tiebert.
I've called you Tiebert since I met you. I just like to fire out Tiebert. You would like to get the call, too, to be in the starting 11, and that could be possible. How good is the competition right now on your club when even those who are around it are unsure what the starting 11 has been looking like in the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's difficult to predict, even on your guys' end, who will be in the starting 11, because if it's hard for us to kind of guess, then I can't imagine what it would be like for you guys. But I think that's a testament to how deep our squad is and how much quality we have all around. And I was asked yesterday what is the reason or why we are so successful this year, why we're at the top of the table with one game to go. And I think it's the depth of our squad. I don't know if this is the most talented team that we've had over the years, because we have had some very talented players, but I think depth-wise, and competing for spots, this is the most competition we've had within the squad, and I think that's propelled us to be top of the table.
Russell, you've been with this team since 2011. You're fighting for first place right now. You're fighting for that first round bye. Is this the biggest game that you've had potentially for in a Whitecaps uniform?
Yeah, besides that that game, the Champions League game against Seagulls, I think this is the biggest game in the club's history. You know, we always talk about winning championships, about being the best and being number one. And this is an opportunity for us to go out and do so. It's a tough place to play. We know what the Portland Timbers are about. We know their fan base. But we know that we also have support going down to Portland as well. Every time we go down there, you know, we have tremendous support. And it's propelled us to win games there before and draw games. And we know what's on the line. We know what's at stake. And we know what result gets us there.
Do you guys get better in training because of the depth you talked about? I mean, if you're not getting a handful of minutes, are the players improving because it's so good at practice?
Yeah, if you're looking at the training sessions and you're trying to pick a starting 11, I think it would be very tough, because the quality all around the field, it shows. And like you said, I just think that competition has helped us along the way, and it's what's made us successful in our season, and I think it will continue to do so.
How do you stay fresh as a player if you don't play in a few games? You know, it could probably be tough outside looking in. How do you make sure that you're continually motivated and ready when the coach calls your name?
Yeah, if you can't be motivated for this game, whether you're starting, whether you're on the bench, or whether you're in the stands, you know, you shouldn't be playing. This game is massive for us. And whether my role is you know, supporting from the outside, whether it's on the bench, whether it's in the starting 11, my mindset will stay the same. And it's the win trophies for this club.
As Randeep said, you have been with these guys since day one. Every team kind of takes on a personality each year. Like a couple years ago, you guys just seem like a fun-loving group and doing that. I've always thought this year you guys seem really business-like. How would you describe this 2017 squad and what makes them unique in an identity compared to others you've played with?
It is very unique. And if we go from ground up, when we started the opening year, we were kind of a makeshift team. And then, you know, we progressed with different managers and different styles of play. And along the way, we've had some amazing players and personalities. You talk about, Jay DeMeritt the first year, and then you have Kenny Miller coming in with Nigel. You have Davide Quinto. You have Eric Astley. You have a bunch of different personalities and great players along the way. This year does have that sense that we are a business-like team. We're here for business. We know what's on at stake. We know what job we have to do. But again, we also enjoy it. We enjoy playing every time we get the chance, and we do have a good locker room. So, you know, I think we have the recipes to go out and be a dangerous team in the playoffs, which we know is going to happen regardless of the result on the weekend. But, you know, I think this team is mindset is to go out and be the best, go out and win trophies, and, you know, prove people wrong, because even though we're at the top of the table, we still have people doubting us and questioning how good we are. So it's in our hands to go and prove them.
Is Portland your best rivalry? Because I know last time when you guys played him in July, and I know Caleb Porter talks a little bit, and if you haven't heard your head coach, so does he during a game. And after that July game, they were kind of separated by other coaches because Porter was emphatic. They had won with the team that was maybe not close to his starting lineup due to injuries and call-ups. Is Portland your best rival in your mind?
That's a difficult question. I think.
Well, that's why I want you to answer it. Did you think you're coming here for softballs?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. It's a tough one because when we play against Toronto, Toronto's our biggest rivalry. Then when we have the games against Montreal in the Canadian Championship as well, those games feels like our biggest rivalry. And then we go down to Seattle, and Seattle comes up here, and that seems like the biggest rivalry. But, you look at last year, and you see these decision day games, and this does have the making. This is almost like you couldn't write this script any better than it is, to have a rivalry game, first place on the line, kind of winner takes all. So, yes, I'd say right now Portland is our biggest rivalry.
Timbers fans are going to be amped. They're fighting for that first spot just like you guys are. How do you deal with a hostile away environment like Timbers Park?
I think once you get on the field, all that noise kind of settles down and you get into your groove and nothing can kind of shake that mindset or shake that. Obviously, you kind of want to limit them and limit the noise. And the only way by doing that is scoring a goal or shutting them out. So, we have to give them nothing to cheer about, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. This is a radio show, but we are live on Twitter. Any advice how Randeep and I should dress for radio?
What's that?
This show is a radio show, but it's showing live on Twitter. How should we dress for social media?
You can watch it later and give us some feedback because we're both in dire need. We're radio guys right now, and we're looking pretty grungy.
What kind of style are you looking for?
Well, I don't know. Right now, I'm actually don't even have a shirt on, and the belly's out because I haven't run, so it's not pretty. I need
That's
help.
That's not
my
a good
friend.
Visual, Perry. Please, man.
Well, Perry, in Vancouver, right, there's an event going on tonight. It's a little black dress. I think you would look kind of sharp in a little black dress.
There you go. Nicely done, Russell.
He is the fashionista. Thank you, my friend. Let's hope you get in that starting 11, and if nothing else, let's hope you celebrate a victory in Portland.
Thank you, guys. Always nice to talk to you.